All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District Number 1 to order. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, let's go through everyone on the call. If you could state your name for the recording and record. Start with the board. Ryan, you're the chair. You want to start?
Yeah, Ryan Button, board chair.
Kirk Young, board clerk.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public back there?
No.
All right. First item up board is our board meeting minutes from December 23rd. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to pull them up?
Everything looked good to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Ray?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting held on December 23rd, 2024.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the fourth quarter financials. Turn the time over to David from CLA.
Thanks, Michael. So start off in the balance sheet of the governmental funds for Olympia Public Infrastructure District Number 1. General fund, we have due from other funds of $11,175 or $76, and accounts payable $11,176. In the debt service series 2024 A1 and B, we have in the bond fund $2,020,090, and in the reserve fund $1,198,883. In the debt service series 2024 A2 bonds, we have an interest the 2024 A2 interest fund of $1,936. And pledged revenue fund for the 2024 A2s is $510,179. And in the 2024 A2 mandatory redemption fund, $3,988. In the capital projects fund, specifically in the project fund, we have $931,583. That's in the 2024 A1 series. In the 2024 A2 series project fund, we have $4,176,758. And in the 2024 B project fund, we have $1,790,527. And in the UMB 2024 B cost of issuance fund, we have $11,372. And then due to other funds is 11,175, 176 rounded. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have total of $22,649 of expended items. I don't know if we have any insurance paid in Q4 of, I guess, Michael, I don't know if you know on that one.
I don't. I'll have to get with Christy and go through. I know we have paid some. I just don't remember which quarter it was in.
Okay. All right, and then so moving on, there we have transfers from other funds of $22,649 dollars there. Moving on to the debt service fund, series 2024 A1 and B funds, the schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have interest income of $87,366. And transfers from other funds of $3,131,607. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $3,218,973. In the debt service fund series 24 A2 bonds, we have interest income of $8,605, and then contract fee revenues of $1,740,000. As expenditures, bond interest payment, Series 2024 A2s, we had $343,502. And in the bond principal, Series 2024 A2, $889,000 paid. Give us a remaining fund balance of $516,103. And in moving on to the capital projects fund, revenues, we've had interest income of $409,870, bond issuance costs of $923,102, and capital outlay costs of $15,101,628. Other financing sources, we've had transfers to the other funds of $3,154,256. Bond discount for the Series 2024 A1 of $74,820. And bond issuance proceeds from the 2024 A1 bonds, $11,895,000. Proceeds from the Series 2024 A2 bonds, $11,945,000. And proceeds from the Series 2024 B bonds of $1,903,000. I have an ending fund balance here of $6,899,065. And with that, are there any questions or anything that you'd like to look at a little bit further and more in depth?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
All right, then what I need, Board, is a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the fourth quarter financials as presented.
Thanks,
Kurt. I'll second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Kirk, I'm assuming that was an aye.
Sorry, yes, I did say aye.
Okay, that's unanimous. All right, next up is the resolution. Matt, I have it, or do you want to put it up?
Why don't you pull the resolution up?
Okay.
That first, and then we can look at the REPC.
Okay.
Thanks, Michael.
Yep.
So this is really similar to what we did previously with the acquisition of the park property. The resolution is very similar. It goes through and talks about the rationale for the acquisition of the property, which is based on its ultimate use for public purposes, in this case for roadways instead of for a park. It also references the independent appraisal that was obtained on the property and the date of that appraisal, which is what the purchase price is based on. The only thing that's different here is it does mention that there will be a component of seller financing, which we've already discussed a little bit prior to the meeting, but basically PID number one is going to assume responsibility to pay $3 million towards the purchase price at the time of closing. And the remainder of the purchase price, which is just over $7 million, will be subject to a promissory note, which as discussed, will be borne by all of the PIDs together and satisfied with future bond issuances. So any questions about the resolution? And I can just pull the REPC up quick.
I've got that too, if you want.
Let me pull mine up because I made
okay,
that
perfect.
Brian had asked for. So here's the REPC. Ryan, I'll just point out, I made the correction that you had pointed out needed to be done here in 2.1. So okay. It shows the purchase price now. Shows the $3 million to be paid in cash at closing. And then just going down to the dates, it provides that the deadline for Accepting will be January 31st, which is this Friday, same date as the seller disclosure deadline and the due diligence deadline. Obviously, there's no particular due diligence that needs to be done, as I understand it. So, and then closing to occur on or before March 28th, which is roughly 60 days from now. Obviously, closing can take place before then if you're ready. But the one thing that I wanted to just talk about for the record, and we started this discussion prior to the meeting, but I thought this was important to have in the open meeting, is obviously there is going to be a seller financing component of this for the $7 million and change. We talked about documenting that with a promissory note back to the developer. It will be unsecured because the property will have to be dedicated to the city for use as a public road and right of way. And so we just need to talk about what we want the terms of that to look like, or what terms will be acceptable so that we can, so that the chair can sign that. So basically we just need, for the record, I think, to get some direction on interest rate, on term, and with those details, we can then have the board approve the resolution with direction to the chair to sign whatever documents need to be signed for the sale and the promissory note. So the discussion prior to the meeting was maybe a 5 or 6% interest rate, which I think is fine. I actually just pulled up while the meeting was starting, I pulled up some of the IRS rates. It looks like they're anywhere from 3.5 to 6%, depending on the length of the obligation. And so I think, you know, if we did a 5% rate, I think we'd be right in the sweet spot. So
why don't we do 5%, and let's just do it. I know it's unsecured, but let's do 15 years maybe or something. I mean, I can't imagine that we wouldn't have the seventh PID fully funded. And truthfully, I can't envision a situation where the project isn't built out within 15 years. But obviously, if we had another Great Recession or situation or something, then so I would say something like 5% for 15 years. Is that okay, like a reasonable time frame?
I think so. So what we'll do then is have the board approve the resolution with a motion. And if you can just also cite the 5% for 15 years as acceptable terms on the seller financing, so that we can make a record that the board has approved that. Because we're going to have all of the PIDs be obligated on that note, because all of the PIDs potentially benefit from this transaction. What Michael, just so that you're aware too, we'll, this meeting was just noticed for PID one, obviously. So we'll need to, at some point in the next 60 days, just reconvene as a joint meeting of all the PIDs so that we get the proper notice out and just have the board approve the terms of the promissory note for this, for all of the other PIDs as well. Okay. So I think that would be appropriate, just to make sure we cover our bases. Okay. So if that all sounds good, guys, just invite you to make a motion then to approve the resolution.
Can I ask to make one other change to this purchase contract on the settlement date? If you would just modify it to say on or before March 31st, sometimes the title companies make me do an addendum if I want to close it early. If it doesn't say on or before, just prior to that date.
Yep, I will do that.
Okay. Did you have something to say, Michael, before I make a motion?
I was just going to put up the agenda again, because right here would probably be the best motion to make with what Matt had talked about, inserting the interest rate and the term.
Okay.
And then also adding that on or before amendment as well.
Okay. All right. I'll make a motion to approve resolution 25-01. Do you want me to read that whole thing?
Yeah, and then we can add the amendments at the end.
Okay, accepting an appraisal of and approving a real estate purchase contract for acquisition of approximately 18.164 acres of future road right-of-way property and authorizing the chair to sign. With a couple of adjustments or additions to that, being that the seller financing terms will be at a 5% rate for a 15-year term, and one modification to the purchase contract to say on or before March 31st, 2025 closing date.
I think also, Rife, you could add that this will apply to all seven PIDs.
Okay, and this unsecured promissory note will be applicable to Olympia PID number 1 through 7.
Perfect. I'm good with that, Matt. You good with that?
That's great. Thanks, Ryan.
Okay. Thanks for the motion, Kirk.
Yeah, I'll second.
Perfect. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so we will get that out to you. Matt, as soon as you can get that those changes. Are we okay doing it electronically, Matt? The
Yeah.
signatures? Okay.
Yes, we
Then
can.
Rye, look for those. We'll get those out to you to sign as soon as he's made those changes. Also, I'm gonna get you, Rye, the 25 annual budget report. I'll get that out to you today to sign.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send out the updates for the developer updates for the fourth quarter. So I'll get those to you too. I know Harriman City's been sending us some of the info that we need, but I just need to know, some of the others, conditional occupancy certificates, just different what else has been built, that kind of stuff in that update. So I'll shoot that over to you guys as well. So look for that.
That sounds great. When you send the contract, that purchase contract and seller financing addendum, that whole package to us, if you'll send it to me to sign as the buyer, as the board chair, send it to Kirk to sign as the manager of Olympia Ranch, as the seller.
Okay.
So, yeah, Kirk will be the seller as the manager, and I will sign as the buyer for the PID.
All right, I will do that.
That would be great.
Okay.
Did we have anything else on the agenda before we end? I want to make sure we just review our next meeting date and make sure that that still works for everybody, because I know we kind of had some things in flux and shifting times around. So, was there
Yep.
anything else on the agenda?
Nope, that's all I showed. So let's pull up the dates.
And I just want to make sure, because Matt was saying we need to have something within the next 60 days. So I just
60
want to make sure
days.
that next meeting falls within that time frame.
It does not.
Okay. So let's just insert another meeting. Matt, is there any reason why it would be important to have that prior to me actually closing on the property?
It would be best if it is.
Okay. Then let's plan on getting that meeting. Could we do it next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We only need to do 20, it's just a 24-hour notice, so.
Okay. I'm fine to do it later this week if that's good for everybody, but let's do it either this week or next week. That'll be a really quick meeting, it sounds like.
Yeah, this week, probably Friday
That's the one day I
or
can't do it this week.
all right, let's look next week.
I mean, I could. I'll be at a
Wednesdays.
dance convention with a bunch of 11-year-old, 12-year-olds.
Nice.
So if you want to listen to that
Nice.
in the background, I mean, we could, I guess.
You're getting to the range. You'll start seeing how expensive dance is. So you probably already have, but and then those comps are so enjoyable to sit through, right?
Okay, what does next week look like?
Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday are pretty open for us.
Wednesday's great for me. Kirk, is
Okay,
that okay?
cool.
Generically.
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday should be good for me.
All
What do
right,
you have
let's
in the
pick
morning hours?
10 o'clock.
Great for me.
Yeah,
Ten,
works for
ten
me.
30, 11. All right, we'll do it at 10 o'clock next Wednesday, the 5th.
Okay.
So Christy will send out an invite. So look for that, and then look for those signatures. They'll come from that share file write signature app that we use. So,
Okay.
Hey,
and then
Matt.
also, oh, go ahead, Christy.
And Michael, is this going to be their first meeting for kids 7 or 2 through 7?
No, I don't think so. I think we've had a joint meeting previously.
Did we? I
Yeah.
don't remember. You guys would know. I don't remember ever having one, but maybe we
Are
should.
they not on the, they're
No.
not listed?
Isn't this the one that we couldn't put kid number 2 on because we didn't have a meeting for them yet? I
No,
don't.
I think we did. Let me pull up my files. I thought we had the original meeting was for everything.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, just double checking.
Yeah, but I don't know if
Because we
the.
had so many PIDs in this bunch, we did it all at once.
Yeah, that's what I
Okay.
think.
Oh, good. Okay. Just making sure.
Let me find.
And I wonder,
So, go ahead, Matt.
probably don't need to keep the board to necessarily to figure that out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm going to
Yeah.
make a motion to adjourn on this one.
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.